Welcome to the Digital Agency Pros Podcast with Andrew McBurney, your host of Digital Agency Pros. In this podcast, we sit down and talk to CEOs, founders, and professionals in the marketing world and talk shop all things related to building an agency and marketing. All right, let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode. Today we have on the show Cody May. Cody is an expert at paid advertising, sales, and communications, and coaches entrepreneurs on those topics. Cody's mission is to help over 1 million entrepreneurs experience passion and exuberant energy in both their personal and professional lives. He is the co-author of the Amazon best-selling book, What If You Could? The Mindset and Business Blueprint for Your Life of Purpose, and is the co-host of the Studio PTPO Marketing Podcast. Cody was most recently featured in Authority Magazine on how to leverage the power of gratitude to improve overall mental health in the workplace. He was also recently featured on Ticker News TV in Australia, and also serves on the board of directors at Peterborough Chamber of Commerce, and is an expert in resident at the Innovation Cluster in Peterborough, helping entrepreneurs scale their business. All right, let's get into it. Hey, Cody, welcome to the show. I'm happy to have you here.
I am so excited. Excited to chat today.
Awesome. Well, it's not often that I get to talk to somebody who lives literally 45 minutes away from me, so that's pretty cool.
We're pretty close.
Absolutely. Now, why don't you tell us a bit about where, kind of your journey, how you got to where you're at in your current agency?
Yeah, my journey, started in Chatham, Ontario. I grew up there, really not a whole lot of marketing experience. You know, I run a marketing agency now called Studio PTBO, but really my journey was from an early age, thought I was going to be a pastor. I remember being like 12 years old, being like, eventually one day I'm going to run my own church, whether it be youth pastor, I'm going to do something. And to the point where, like, when I, my secondary school, I actually came to Peterborough 10 years ago, 2011. And I started my bachelor's degree in theology, and I was working at Future Shop at the time. Like, I took 2 years off from high school to college, and I just worked at Future Shop. And then I moved to Peterborough for Bible college, finished my degree. It was in my last year that I just kind of decided that, like, this wasn't for me. I just, like, I wasn't really vibing with the idea of being a pastor anymore. You know, and you grow up, you change, things change. And I just kind of realized that, like, I wanted to do something else with my life. And, at the time I was doing sales. I was selling phones. And then I kind of transitioned out of just selling to actually doing more management things inside of the organization. And at that point, I had already been with Future Shop, the company, for about 6 years. So I was working there through my entire college career. And I had this distinct moment where, like, I kind of decided that I'm like, I want to lead people. Like, I want to do something. I want to use the element of what I, like, actually did in school, but I want to lead people. And it led me into my management career in Best Buy. And I did that for about 4 or 5 years, where I managed stores, managed teams, managed sales teams, really helping them get to the next level. And about 4 years ago, I just felt that there's something more. I felt like that I almost had this innate sense of purpose that, like, there's something else out there that I'm not tapping into. And, I actually had, at the time, had joined an agency that was just doing web and graphic design. And there was me and two other partners. I came on as a partner, added in marketing. I was doing some media buying at the time. And that was kind of the genesis of Studio PTBO. I have two business partners, that Neil and Nora. And Nora had the web and graphic design company. Neil had a media company locally in Peterborough called PTBO Canada. And they were kind of exchanging services. And I kind of came in and was doing the odd media buying, some video stuff. And about 4 years ago now, and the company's just drastically changed since that moment. But really kind of my journey, I guess, really was kind of serendipitous more than anything. Like, I met Nora probably 6 years ago at a golf tournament. And then I met Neil, and we just kind of like, everything just kind of happened. And like, you know, like when things just happen, they just happen. And now our team has grown from, at that time, I think we had six people on the team in total, five, six team on the team. Now we have over 20 people spread out across North America. So my agency is housed in Peterborough. We have about five staff in Peterborough, and everyone else is located across North America. We work with passionate and energetic entrepreneurs and real estate agents across North America. I have staff in Bolivia, staff in Colombia now. I have staff in Argentina, and then obviously staff in Canada. And yeah, we're just on a mission to help businesses build, grow, and scale online. And actually just recently an author of the book, What If You Could, The Mindset and Business Blueprint for Your Life of Purpose just came out. It's available on Amazon. But that's kind of like where, you know, like it was very serendipitous in regards to where, how we got here.
Awesome. And we will have a link to that book in the show notes as well. So if anybody wants to check that out, and I'd love to, why don't we talk a little bit about that before we move on?
Awesome. Yeah. I actually have a copy here. What if you could? Mindset and Business Blueprint for Your Life of Purpose. I remember being an 18-year-old kid. I was at a conference in Chicago. I had this desire. I'm like, one day I'm going to write a book. And I just kind of buried it. It's like, you kind of have these dreams in life where you're like, yeah, eventually I'll do that. And you just kind of bury it. And I remember me and Neil, one of my business partners, talking about wanting to write kind of a book blueprint for the types of clients we want to attract. And just like, this is like, it was a mixture of like, we've both of us have always wanted to do this, and a mixture of like, this is a good marketing tool for us to attract the right type of clients into our agency. So really the book is very easy, breezy read. You know, you can read it in a couple hours, take notes, flip the pages, very bright, very colorful. In regards to the actual book in entirety, we actually designed it in-house, and really the book, you know, my mission is to, you know, impact over a million entrepreneurs to just live, to experience purpose and fulfillment in both their personal and professional lives. And I believe that this is the first step that we're able to kind of reach entrepreneurs on a larger level. So really excited about the book. It's now available on Amazon. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while. So we're really proud of it. And you know, the entire team worked on it, in-house designers, and I feel like they did a good job.
Awesome. I love that. It sounds like an interesting book, and I'm definitely going to jump on Amazon after this and grab myself a copy for sure.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. And yeah, just guys, in the description, we'll have a link right to amazon.com and .ca where you can pick that up. Now in terms of the whole book, you said that you did it with your co-founder. What was that process like?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, when we had we share a very, very similar ethos to life. And when we were writing the book, we kind of like came up with a bunch of topics that we want to write about, and we kind of distilled them down into, I think, like 80 different topics and three different sections. We kind of decided that when we wrote the book, we wanted to break it up into three sections: mindset, business, and life. And and that's kind of the sections of how the actual book is broken up. So we really just wrote to, you know, 120 different topics, and the topics that we felt really resonated with us stayed. We had a book shepherd and a book editor that helped us through the process, because I'm like, I have no idea how to write a book. I don't know what to do. I have no idea how to get this on Amazon. I have no idea. Like, you know, we're not like, Neil comes from like a background in Toronto. He spent 20 years in the magazine industry, so he had a little bit of experience, but writing a book and publishing was like still very different. So I'm like, okay, we got to go out and find people that can help us. So that's the first thing we did, is we hired a book editor that helped us with the first part of the process. We started writing it back in October of last year. We finished the manuscript in end of December. The final draft went into we started actually designing it in the beginning of January, and then it literally just came out about a month ago. And we went pretty hard. You know, we're pretty happy with the book. The process was, you know, it was kind of grueling in regards to just the amount of edits we had to do and just reading. But my journey with the book really happened from like October until like January. And then I was fairly hands off. One of the things that I think I love the most about this book was we had David Meltzer, who has become a good friend. He's the former CEO for the Lean Steinberg agency, you might know them from Lee Steinberg from Jerry Maguire. That's where they got the idea.
Sports marketing.
Yeah, Sports One Marketing now. So he actually wrote the foreword to our book. We had him on our podcast and we just like really quickly connected. And there's actually a section in the book about a lesson I learned from him on the podcast that we did. And, you know, again, we now exchange text here and there and, you know, he's become a good friend and, really happy, with the book. It was, even though it's a smaller read, there's still a lot that went into actually the writing of the book. And we wanted to make sure that it really spoke to who we were as people. So me and Neil worked really closely at the beginning and then I was very hands off, in regards to, the design, but Neil was very hands-on with the actual getting of the book out in Amazon and Peterborough Chapters. There's some copies there as well. And then obviously like shout out to, you know, our designers, Emma and Adam, who did all the design. And then Shannon, who really are my executive assistant, who really helped bring everything together along with our Book Shepherd team. So it was an interesting process. I've learned a lot through it and I don't plan on writing a book anytime soon.
Yeah, I briefly mentioned this off camera, but like that was the start. My start into digital marketing was pushing out these like 100-page ebooks on Amazon. And there's so much that goes into it. There's like from editing to just absolutely just so much. And even the formatting, right? It's like you can get it going great on like one device. And you're like, oh, this doesn't work on this other device. And you got to figure all that stuff out. So that's really cool. And I love that the foreword is by David Meltzer. He's somebody that I think I originally learned about him either through Andy Frisella or Ed Milet's podcast. And he's a really interesting guy where he really, like he's done a lot of things where it's like, he went out, made his millions, went broke, and then made it back again. And like, it's
insane stories.
Yeah. And it's like really interesting hearing his perspective on mindset and kind of that abundant mindset. And I don't know if he specifically talks about the law of attraction, but a lot of the stuff he talks about is in that lane, essentially, right? Do you resonate with that sort of stuff? Is that kind of the mindset stuff, some of the mindset stuff that you incorporate in your daily life and in your business as you grow?
Yeah. I really felt that, when we asked, we kind of said like, we're going to ask David Meltzer to write the foreword. And if he doesn't write it, we're not going to have a foreword. It was kind of our, me and Neil had agreed, if he doesn't write it, no one's going to write it just because like his ethos to life and his perspective just aligned with us so much. And we connected so much on the podcast and we've connected since then that I just really felt that, just to answer your question, like I really feel that the book is an ode, I think that's part of the reason why he agreed to do it as well, because I think that the manuscript really aligns with who he is as a person. He wrote a book called Connected to Goodness. And obviously there's some lessons from him that I've learned in the book, but I think that, this book is really about, it's just a mindset, it's pulling things towards you. And it's really interesting because I was chatting with a mastermind I'm a part of, Tacky Moore's community, is my business coach. I was chatting with that community the other day about that there's nothing new in the book. And it's a reminder that like all of those things that, you hear from David Meltzer, you hear about, scarcity mindset and you hear about pulling things to you, law of attraction. It's all true. And those are all things that as you study different people in life, and there's in the book that we talk about different people who have made it. Mm-hmm. And and we've interviewed tons of entrepreneurs across the world over the last couple of years. And the common key thing that constantly comes up, and it's really cool that we're chatting about mindset, is mindset. It's about the changing the way that you think about business and about life. And Yeah, I totally think that, you know, we share this similar ethos to life. And I think that the book was really just a sentiment for me about, you know, the types of people we want to attract and the types of people we want to be. Right. You know, it's very much so a declaration, in my opinion. And answer your question. I think that absolutely him and I share very similar ethos, and it's very, very similar to, you know, pulling things towards you and being open to receive. And, but, you know, at the same time, putting in the work, you know, like, you know, the law of attraction, it's like you have to do the things, like, you know, you have to change your mindset. Like you have to, your belief. And I wrote about this in the book about like beliefs and how they, affirmations and I am statements are, you know, nothing new. Like Tony Robbins talks about this all the time, but they're just tried and true principles that my hope is that through the stories and the lessons that I've learned that, you know, people that read the book might hear it a different way and be like, okay, I get it for the first time, because that's oftentimes what ends up happening whenever I listen to different podcasts. It's the same thing, but it's how they said it. So
yeah,
that's, you know, what we really aim to do in the book.
I think that's a huge piece. Like mindset in general is a huge piece to being an entrepreneur, even just a high functioning or high performing human being in general. But the whole law of attraction thing, like that frustrated me when I first learned about it. I think it was the second book I ever read was Think and Grow Rich. In kind of like, once I was like, okay, I want to change careers, I got to start buying things, right? Once I started Googling that stuff, Grant Cardone's ads instantly found me just because he dumped so much money into it. And then somebody mentioned this other book, this Law of Attraction, Think and Grow Rich, which is essentially the Law of Attraction. And so I kind of started learning about that, right? And it's so frustrating in those early days. It was like, so all I got to do is think about it. Like, I should probably be out here working, right? And like, it's like 99% work, but you have to work with the right attitude, right? Like, if you're going through life like, oh, nobody can afford my services, you're only going to think about that when you're talking to people, and you're never going to have the opportunity to talk about services because you're assuming they can't afford it. Right.
100%. You know, like there's this, it's all cyclical, you know, it's like our beliefs map our thoughts, which map our actions, you know, and I really do believe that. And I think that, you know, what you said there, you said something really, really key there about, you know, seeking new information. I think that something I've really strived to push myself towards is becoming a lifelong learner. I talk about this in the book. I think that the importance of seeking new information is the key towards actually unlocking something in our brains that actually pushes us to the next level. And, you know, I actually wrote about this day on social media where it's like, I really truly believe that new levels of breakthrough, both in life and business, require new investments. And what are those investments? It could be buying a course, could be buying a book. It could be, you know, getting a mentor. It could be listening to a podcast. It could be going to a conference. It's all these things that as we consistently reinvest and get new information and, you know, get around people that help us change the way that we think. And that's another key thing I talk about in the book, about surrounding yourself with people that are inspired, excited, and grateful, because we as entrepreneurs, we as business owners, we as real estate agents, whatever we're doing, it's like our environment absolutely also dictates our mindset and who we around and who we surround ourselves with. So it's like, it's kind of like a mixture of like, there's a little bit of everything in the book. And I think there, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're just like a person looking to, you know, live a fulfilled life, I think there's a little bit of something in there for everyone. And that's really what we were trying to go for. And that's really, for me, like my passion is to the deep down at the core of who I am, I really just want people to experience passion and exuberant energy in both their personal and professional lives, because I know that when you can shift the way that you think, you can think about things differently. It's not easy. It's hard. Like, I'll give you an example, be completely honest with you. Like, I wrote in a mastermind the other day that, you know, again, sometimes you have great months and the highs are like, and sometimes you don't. The highs can be high and the lows can be low, but it's how you deal with those things and who you surround yourself with that can actually pull you up out of the valley that you're in. And you know, it's mindset's so key. You know, it's not always easily practiced, but there's different practices you can put in place in order to make sure that you put yourself in a good environment where you can practice the mindset rituals, the mindset practices that actually make you live a more fulfilled life. So
yeah, I absolutely love that. And that's a loaded word. I'd love to come back and talk more about that fulfillment, because that's something I was missing in the early days of entrepreneurship, where I got a lot of that from my previous career. It's like every day fulfilled every single day, and then switched to entrepreneurship. And it was like, okay, we got to sell this, we got to do this. And it wasn't like the types of clients I was working with, all that stuff. It was like, they were happy. Like I was happy technically, but like, it wasn't, I didn't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. Right. And then, so it's like, I had to make these intentional pivots over the years and be like, okay, now I'm very fulfilled. Right. But that didn't just happen by chance. That was an intentional practice. And the idea that like, I can't remember who says this, but they say it every once in a while, where it's like, the harder you work, the luckier you get, right? And it's so true, because the more time you put in, the more opportunities are going to pop up where you can actually capitalize on them, or you're going to meet that right person because you had those habits in place, just like you're talking about. And one big thing that like I personally struggled with and work on a constant basis, and it's not so much of an issue these days, but it was in the early days, is like you come up with this maybe like end of month plan. You're like, okay, this is all the stuff I'm going to do this month. And then you have that bad day and you don't get anything done that day, right? There's that emotional low, which keeps you from doing those things that you're like, oh, I know I have to do these. I need to call these leads every single day, right? And then you don't do it, right? So from your perspective, you've gone through quite a lot in a very short amount of time from an entrepreneurship perspective. And then even before that, you were able to build up quite an interesting career and moving into leadership and leadership positions within a more corporate environment. How do you handle that? Like if you wake up and you're just not on, right? You're having a low day, maybe you're low energy, maybe even like a little sick, maybe you got a bit of a cold or whatever, right? How do you mentally prepare yourself to, so you don't lose that day?
One of two things happens, and I thank you for asking this question, because I think that, you know, we talk a lot in the book about like, you know, changing the way you think, but I think the best answer, the best advice I can give in this circumstance is like, sometimes you just have to, the encouragement I want to give is like, sometimes you have to honor those days. Mm. And early on in my career, I didn't, I thought that if I lost one day, I would lose the week. Just not true. Mm-hmm. I think that I try to, it's really interesting. It comes back, because I thought a lot about this question. I actually wrote an article for Authority Magazine about how to actually, how do you reinvigorate inspiration when you're not feeling it? You know, one of the things I would say is like reading biographies. I find that like in the morning, if I'm just like wake up and I'm not feeling it, it's like I need to either listen to a podcast. I need to interrupt my pattern. Maybe it's like halfway through the day, I go for a run, or I go for a drive, or I just do something. I go for that spontaneous massage. I think there's so many different ways to reinvigorate inspiration. You just have to find what works best for you. But the encouragement that I would give is like, if you're just not feeling it, be aware that it could be because you haven't taken a break in a while. And that's something that like I've come to realize. And I find it's easier for entrepreneurs to get to the end of the road. And I felt this week, and I kind of like sat there and I scratched my head. I'm like, when's the last time I took a vacation? Like when's the last time I actually took time off? And I'm like, oh, I didn't schedule anything in quarter two. Mm-hmm. I've been working all the way through quarter two because I forgot to schedule it. So biggest thing I would say is like, and I've learned this from Brendan Burchard. So I do some coaching with his high performance team. I have a high performance coach. They meet with me on a weekly basis. And I think that the only way to actually physically do that is you need to keep track. You need to keep track of the game every day. You need to score your day. And like I use a high performance planner every day, and on there it says today's top three goals and priorities. As long as I get those top three goals and priorities accomplished for the day, amazing. And if I don't, I just move them. But I just try not to beat myself up about not getting everything done in a day. Because I find it doesn't put me in a state of fulfillment. I guess that's, that was a loaded question and that was a loaded answer. there's a lot to that, but the biggest thing I would say is just don't beat yourself up, you know, but just don't let the day become the week is what I would say. You know, if you need it, like, and then, but also schedule time off. Like every professional athlete takes, you know, at the end of, and there's a really good book. If you haven't read it, I would highly recommend it. It's called High Performance Habits by Brendan Burchard. And he talks about how, you know, if he equates a lot about entrepreneurs to like high performing athletes. And I think that there's so much crossover between the two that if you look at how a high performance athlete trains and you compare them to like watching your game tapes and being strategic and taking rest days, like those are all important things. And I think that we can, entrepreneurs, you know, for me really early on, because like, again, and you get this in 2016, it was very hustle culture. Like hustle culture was huge in 2016, 2017, and even 2018. And I think that a lot of people are getting a better balance that's happening, that they're like, okay, I don't need to work 18 hours a day. I can still be effective. I can implement a little bit of Gary Vee and a little bit of Tim Ferriss, and I can find my thing in the middle of what works for me. And that would be my answer. It doesn't have to be Gary Vee. It doesn't have to be Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week. It can be the thing. It can be the thing that you want. And that's the answer I would give.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great answer. And I think the more of these people that you, like these experts in various fields that you expose yourself, you join their masterminds, you hire them, you read their books, you listen to their podcasts, it's going to give you these little snippets, and you're eventually over the years develop what actually works 100%. For you. Right.
Yeah.
And I really like the idea of looking at it as a high performance athlete, because if you think about that, like you think of, I don't know, a business where it's like, okay, revenue's been flat for 3 years. What do you do? Right. You change what you're doing, right? Like obviously what you're doing, if growth is the goal, what you're doing isn't working, right? And like, you would never go out there and be like, oh, it's like you got this basketball player who keeps playing the same play over and over and over every single game. And it never works. He just keeps doing it, right? And it's like, there's that very defined goal in a sport where it's the points, right? And in business, it's typically the money. I guess everybody has their own, but for me personally, it's the money, it's the impact, but the impact is tied directly to the money that changes hands, right? That's when you have the opportunity to serve people at the end of the day.
100%.
And I love that you kind of brought that up. And Brendan is somebody I've known about for years. I've never really done a deep dive on his stuff, but I enjoy his YouTube clips and whatnot. But now in terms of your agency, where are you putting yourself in the agency to make sure that you are focusing on those high leverage things and keeping things running forward? And is your goal growth, or is it like, are you kind of at a level where you're like, I'd be happy here, let's just work with bigger clients? Or are you looking to expand your team? Like, what does your next, say, 5 years look like?
Yeah, I love that. I love that question, because it's something that we talk about a lot in our daily huddles. So we do daily meetings every day, 10:03, with our team, and it comes up every day on our daily huddle about our vivid vision. And it's actually something Cameron Harold, who has also become a good friend over the last year, talks about, and he was on our podcast recently. He wrote a book called Double Double, and how to double your profit. I'm going to butcher the subtitle, but it's called Double Double. And in there, he talks about the painted picture. He since went on to change it to call the Vivid Vision. And it's a blueprint. And he's the former COO for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And he's an entrepreneur. Yeah. So he, awesome dude. And Cameron, you really, really helped me unpack what the next 5 years looks like for me and for our agency. And it is absolutely growth. And I was able to do that. And I was able to actually visualize our culture statements and visualize what I want the next 5 years to look like by actually working on this vivid vision. Next 5-10 years, I want to be a $20 million agency. I know we'll get there. Our team is going to have to grow massively in order to actually physically do that. By the end of 2025, we have our goal set on 6 million is our goal. So I really feel like we're based on the growth we're experiencing, I feel like we can do that. I really feel like we're we're light years ahead of where we were last year. And, you know, we're investing a lot back into the growth of the organization and, you know, obviously watching our profits. But, you know, again, in order to get there, in order to be that $6 million business, we're going to need a, you know, a team of 50 to 60 plus in order to actually physically do that 6 million. So that's our goal. Our goal is to really, it's changed a lot. You know, originally, like it was like, we wanted to work with like really all entrepreneurs. I think eventually we'll get there. Right now, and for us, for me specifically, I've just like, I've come to realize that I know real estate really well. And, you know, I fought a lot with niching down. Like we've always worked with realtors. We've always got them great results. A lot of our case studies are in the real estate sector, but like, it was like, as an agency owner, I always struggle with throwing all my eggs in one basket. And, you know, again, we were working with some clients over here, we're doing some clients over here, we're getting amazing results for realtors over here. And I was owning the space. And then we kind of went over here and like, we just kind of bounced around a lot. And over the last 3 months, we've kind of like decided, okay, let's strip everything away and let's focus on marketing to real estate agents and teams. And that was really a catalyst for us over the last 90 days. That's really is pushing us forward. And that's really our focus over the next couple of years. And again, like we might never, I don't know, like we might never expand into another sub niche. Like it just depends. Like there's so many real estate agents that I want to have a really massive impact in the real estate space. You know, from a marketing perspective, they really do see themselves like brands, and I just love working with them. I get lit up whenever I'm working because they're salespeople, and it's really cool for me. So that's where a lot of our focus is. Our team has grown massively even over the last year, but the next 5 years for us is, you know, that's just continual growth into the agency, more PR, more marketing, more team. You know, we're just not slowing down. So it's, that's kind of the trajectory and it's all written down. Because before, like if you would ask me this question 6 months ago, I don't know if I would have been able to be as clear about it as I am now.
Well, the one thing that you give me is nothing but confidence in the fact that you're going to meet your goal by how specific you are, you know, what you need to do to get there. Right. I love that. That's really cool. I niched down. After basically being cornered into it, I hired a coach. He's actually out of Kingston, so he's not too far from us. But his name's Stuart Trier. And in his course was like, the first thing is like, find a niche, right? And I was like, I've been avoiding doing that, right? And it's like, everybody keeps mentioning that. Maybe it's time to do that. And the second I did that, it was like, oh man, sales just became way easier.
Simplicity too, simplicity in delivery. Like, you know, again, like we still, every once in a while, like if it like, we don't do it anymore, but like every once in a while, like we would bring on other clients and like, it's like we had to change our delivery method and like, it just, it was like, it just, it's not scalable. Like, and there, that's, the, I didn't really understand that until we started hitting record breaking months. And then I'm like, this is brutal. Like, this is like, you know, like you can, I get it more now. I didn't get it at the very beginning. I really understood it at a, you know, our $130,000, $140,000 months when I was like, okay, like, yeah, I get it now. This is brutal. I don't want to do this. I can't do another month of this. The fulfillment was just crazy. So I get it now. Like I really do get it. I have some friends that are in the solar space that just do solar. They do group coaching model. And, you know, I think that that's really for me over the next couple of years, that's really what I'm going to kind of transition us into, like some real estate coaching, like real estate marketing coaching, I think is kind of the next step, is offering agents everything all under one roof. And yeah, we're just exploring and trying to figure out what works, and we're nimble. We're trying to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And if something doesn't work, we'll go and find something that does work. So that's kind of the advantage of niching down, is you have the industry knowledge to change things and then spread them out across every account that you're working on. So it does make a difference.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And across the board, like the delivery, the management of the clients, the expectations, what's going to work in that industry. Like it's, like it doesn't need to be boilerplate, but there's a lot, going to be a lot of those similarities, right? And the differences is going to be the minority of the situation. Like the person-ish I picked it specifically because it wasn't very competitive, because I didn't have a lot of confidence going up against these big giant companies in very competitive fields like dental or law or real estate or whatever, right? And then I did that and it worked so well. I was like, okay, I got to go find a real competitive niche. And then it's like, okay, let's go sell the dentist, right? Like who gets more pitches? Probably lawyers. And I think that's it. And it's like one of the two, like
probably realtors now. Like it's like, honestly, like I would say between dentists and realtors, there's so many real estate agencies popping up now and there's so many options. Like realtors feel like they're pitched all the time.
Yeah. Well, they're so accessible, right? Cause like they're literally putting their information out there. Like call me on my phone, text me on my phone.
100%. Yeah. So it's, yeah. Niching down, highly recommend it. I think everyone should do it.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's cool to hear. And are you planning on going that extra step? Like maybe you have another website, but on your current website, Studio PTPO, it is that general all service, right? I did notice that you have some mentions of real estate. I think it was testimonials on there. Yeah. Are you planning on kind of like rebranding and just being the real estate people, or are you going to kind of let that develop in the background for now?
I'm going to let that develop for now. We might, like, we have a, like we just run ads from Studio PTPO. Like we practice what we preach. Like pretty much all of our clients come from Facebook or Google ads, or, you know, like we run them through drip campaigns. I think eventually we might, we have such a large back-end client base that, I don't know if we necessarily will. Maybe we'll create like a sub brand specifically for real estate. I think right now, like Studio PTPO, we're just getting, like, people are know us for real estate. Even though we're not super loud about it, like if you see one of our ads, which, you know, if you've seen, went to our website, you might get served with some ads, like some retargeting stuff. It's all real estate related. You know, that's where we drive the majority of our, all of our paid traffic is all real estate focused. Like with our like irresistible offer, which is, you know, we guarantee 10 appointments minimum a month for realtors, which they love, like they absolutely love those appointments. So yeah, I think eventually, maybe, I think the first step for me would be like the first step for me and where my headspace is going is like, how do I make the program better? And I think I think we'll eventually go and do that, but I don't really need to rebrand in order to make the program better. We've teased out a little bit that like we might do some bottleneck calls, because right now we're all one to one, but we've thought about doing more like group coaching, some with the realtors we're working with. So I think that will help them just kind of go to that next level. So we're just always trying to refine and make things better so that it serves our clients at a higher level.
That's awesome. Right now I'm actually picking apart a webinar just for learning purposes from Carrot. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really incredible how deep they go down that real estate rabbit hole, where like they are very, very specific in terms of like the realtors, and they sell, like, they're ultimately a software company, but they really sell group coaching, right?
Yeah.
And that's more of what the pitch is about. And it's an interesting community to be pitching that sort of solution, because these are people who are very invested in their growth. And even the ones who aren't technically entrepreneurs are basically entrepreneurs. Right. Like, even if they don't own the place, like, if they don't make it happen, it's not happening. Right.
100%. I hear you. And that's why I love working with realtors. I think that, like, they, you know, like, and again, like, this goes for any industry. Like, you know, like when I got into the industry, people were like, you're crazy. Like, you know, agencies were like, why are you going into real estate? I don't know. Like, I was always drawn to it. Again, and that's part of the reason we wrote the book, was I want to attract the right people. And I think that in any industry you go into, there's going to be not good clients and there's going to be good clients. And it's just, how do we make sure we get results for the good clients? And that's, you know, that's what we've espoused to, and that's what we've done. And, you know, I feel like we have great clients. I feel like we get them great results, and ultimately that's what keeps them staying and not getting pissed off at us. So.
Yeah, I love that. No, out of Toronto, there's a company called Web for Realty. Are you familiar with them?
I've heard of them. Yeah, there's so many different software, and there's agencies, and there's so many different solutions out there for realtors. There's like agent locators out of Toronto area as well. They're like, they're more of a CRM. So
that's what Web for Realty is too. It's like website / CRM.
There's so many, so many different things out there.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to explore other like partnership opportunities to make those backend upsells in both ways. Like, is that something you've ever thought about?
We have our own app. So like we have our own software, Studio PTPO software. So like, you know, again, like that's been originally, we were going to launch it to any business owner. And we've since like, you know, we still obviously have business owners on our platform. But yeah, we build out all the email, all the text campaigns. We're really trying to be a full one-stop solution. You know, which I think that like, you know, we can have 1,000 realtors on our platform and do, you know, and do like, because like, again, like I think that like in the world that we're in right now, like I think that especially with real estate agents need more than just a software company. Like, you know, like a real estate agent, think about everything that they do. Like, and this is kind of where like our one-stop solution, I think, is really great for realtors. Real estate agents, they have to sign contracts. They have to do buyer presentations, seller presentations. They have to show homes. They have to do open houses. They have a very large responsibility. The software is just one element, and software can only automate so much, which is why we've now come in and like, we have software, we have an agency, we have a call center that actually calls to qualify the leads. And really kind of what I'm trying to do is really disrupt the real estate space and really provide an all-in-one solution for realtors. Like, you know, for like, and like, again, like it's when you understand the industry, I know that 95% of business is done by 5% of the realtors. So, you know, again, like we have solutions for realtors that are just starting. We have solutions for realtors that have teams. And we've just kind of approached the market in different ways. And that's really kind of our plan for scale and growth inside the agency. But our software is a huge backbone for what we do. And our ISAs, our call center, they use it every day. They book appointments for our clients every day. And that's like, it's a mixture of a bunch of things. It's not just one thing. I think that, you know, you can go out and you can spend the $200 a month on the software, but you got to use the software in order to get the software to work for you. So that's where like my vision is that, you know, every realtor, they don't just need another software. They need a software and they need somebody to actually implement the software for them, book the appointments for them to do. So we try to really take everything off their plate and provide them value so that all the, they can do what they do best and simply sell more homes. So
yeah, I love that. And we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes. I'm just watching the time. But the one thing that really, basically you just explained this whole idea without saying it, but it's like, if you start selling software to people who don't really know how to use it, it's almost like a doctor selling a scalpel to a patient, right? Or sorry, like a company selling the scalpel to the patient instead of the doctor, right? And I think that is huge in business. And I think a lot of people miss that. And they just kind of try to brute force their way through that fact. Cause that's not like up for debate, right? Like it's just a fact of any business anywhere. If the person isn't going to actively engage and use whatever you're selling, you're fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah. Like for the most part, like, you know, if a client's on a monthly retainer with us and they're like, you know, that if they come in, like we, like, it's so funny. Like we have a, one of our programs is just, is just ads. Like we set up ads to do drip campaigns. We do the entire thing. But like generally, like we have a 95% conversion from our ads to our ads to call center. Like if somebody comes in, they're like, they get like 30 leads and they're like, oh, have you followed up with those leads? Well, no, cause I've been busy doing all these other things. It's like, well, you should probably, you know, go with our call center. So it's like, it's a easy, you know, it's like get them in the door, sell them what they want, give them what they need. And that's been something we've espoused to and something that we really believe in.
I love that, Cody. It's super inspiring listening to you talk about all this. And I really love how you're going out and you're seeking the people that have kind of walked that path in various different areas of life. And you're really leveraging them, whether it's through like mentorship, masterminds, courses, whatever, to continue to get closer and closer to your goals. Now we'll wrap up here in a minute. Before we close out with the final three questions, why don't we talk about where people can find you online? Is there maybe an offer that they can find? Is there maybe your website's the best spot?
Yeah, website, you can go to studioptbo.com/, well, like you can go to / send the leads. If you're a real estate agent, that'll take you through a kind of like give you an understanding of what we do, how we do it. Mm-hmm. Or just go to our website, get an idea. Like, you know, we build websites. We do graphic design. We really, you know, are a full service solution. Like mm-hmm. I said, we are looking to really partner with more real estate agents. So if you're looking for 10 appointments every month, guaranteed, go to studioptbo.com/send the leads. That's where awesome. I would send them.
Cool. And we'll put a link to your book, What If You Could, the paperback book. We'll put that link in the show notes. Your podcast, what kind of people should be checking out your podcast?
Yeah. You know, if you're a passionate, energetic entrepreneur, business owner, agency owner, it's called the Studio PTBO Podcast. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, really anything podcast related. We generally go live on Facebook. So check it out on our Facebook page as well. Yeah. But if you just espouse as a passionate, energetic entrepreneur, business owner, check out the podcast. We'd love for you. We interview entrepreneurs from around the globe. We have some really cool guests coming on the show. I think the most recent episode that we have published was actually with Cameron Harold. Mm. We love that podcast. It's me and one of my business partners, Neil. Mm. We co-host the show together, and we love being able to interview bright minds. So it's a ton of fun.
Awesome. Great. And yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes as well. And then three quick fire questions to wrap up here. Number one, what's your favorite business or marketing related book?
Traction by Gino Wickman.
Okay, cool. We use the EOS system. That's awesome. Number two, are you following any CEOs or entrepreneurs?
Following them?
Yeah, just like keeping up to date with their content, that sort of thing.
Yeah, like Brendon Burchard, 100%. Like I love the dude. I think he's a genius when it comes to marketing and like personal development. So awesome. Highly recommend him.
Cool. And number three, if you listen to business podcasts, what's your favorite business podcast?
Favorite business podcast? I would have to say Marketing Secrets by Russell Brunson. I think Russell is a genius. I think everything he puts out, everything he talks about, everything that comes out of his mouth is absolutely phenomenal. He is the marketing whiz for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Cool, man. Well, it's been really a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was a ton of fun.